Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If there's a huge game in the SEC, then you know our guest will be there. Gary Danielson is the lead analyst for CBS Sports, and it is number one versus number two, LSU versus Alabama. And Gary joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Gary, good morning. How you doing?
Jamie, Stoney, it's good to hear some voices familiar. Tony Ortiz, the Red Wings, the Pistons. Feels like I'm sitting at home right now.
Yeah,
although it's 85 degrees here, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, it's snowing here, and Gary, as you know, all our teams blow right now.
Well, you're not going to get me to criticize anybody. I tried it for 13 years, and it didn't work very well. So
you actually shared a photo with Stoney that he showed us of your grandson dressed up as you for Halloween. Is that right?
True, he's pretty funny. I had 13 years in the NFL and I had 7 surgeries, some during, as you guys know, and some postseason. And he came as me, number 16, with the Lions uniform, but he was laying on the ground injured most of the year. It's good memories. I miss all those guys. I get to see a few of them on the road once in a while, you know, when they're watching their teams. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Now, you know, obviously, when you look at your schedule for the season, that when Alabama plays LSU, you and Brad are probably going to be there, barring some cataclysmic fall by either team.
Right.
But
right.
When you looked ahead to this game, did you think it was going to be number one versus number two?
No, and nobody did, really. And the irony here is, again, it kind of is a testament to the new age of college football here right now. You know, we've got two teams that for years and years played I formation, pound and ground football. I mean, you guys watched Nick Saban coach at Michigan State and followed him all along. He's grudgingly moved to the next phase of opening the game up a bit, and now he's got a quarterback that he just had no choice. So I made the comparison, didn't really work as well down here, but remember the days when Judd Heathcote got Magic, and about halfway through the season, Magic went to Judd to just give me the ball and let me win some games. And it's about what happened with Nick here with Tua. He was just forced to give Tua the ball, and they've changed. But the other half of it is, you know, having a transfer player and one from the Midwest and Joe Burrow go to LSU. They were really the last holdout. You know, Les Miles was there for a while. He leaves. And Joe Burrow has been the story, I believe, of college football this year. His transfer from Ohio State and what he's doing, he's going to be a number one draft pick in football. And shows you sometimes you just got to kind of go your own path, no matter what the coach ahead of you says.
If you were picking between Tua or Burrow, an NFL executive, who do you pick before first?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, if it's Cincinnati, I think they're going to really be tempted to take Joe. You know, he's from that area. He just seems to fit, you know, tough football. But Tua, just a special player. He has some skills that you just can't measure. The only player I've ever come across that plays anything like Tua is Drew Brees. He seems to see spaces on the field that most of us can't see and deliver the ball in ways that, you know, Matthew's got that skill. You know, I watch him every week. I'm envious of him, the way he can play, and I respect him the way he stands up after every game and takes all the questions like a gentleman and a leader. But I think I'd lead to Tua. These injuries have made me worried a little bit, but you know, he's pretty stocky. He's not little. He's stocky. He's competitive. I like Tua's game, I have to admit.
Gary Danielson from CBS Sports with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Can you put into words how difficult the transition is for LSU? Because obviously here in Ann Arbor, we're wondering about the transition to a different kind of offense, and it's taken a little bit longer than fans would like. And a lot of fans here point to LSU and say they changed overnight, it seems, from the old, like you said, grinded out style to essentially a spread. I mean, is it kind of miraculous how quickly they've all grasped it and how well that offense is doing?
It is, but it goes right back to, you know, no matter what offense you draw up and how good. I'll give you an example. Joe Brady is bringing the same offense that Joe Moorhead brought. He learned under Joe Moorhead and Jeff Gattis, the coach at Michigan. They all were in the same offense. But you got to have the trigger man. You know, you got to have that guy to make those quick decisions. You know, playing quarterback is an art, and it's really hard to measure. You know, it's hard to measure why Tom Brady is so good at what he does. We saw a glimpse of it, and when he was at Michigan, his accuracy, his leadership, his ability to make clutch plays. But it's a tough formula to measure, and you got to have that guy to make those instantaneous decisions. You have to be willing. I'll give you an example. Jake Fromm, the quarterback at Georgia, has been getting killed for 3 weeks. He threw an three interception game. Really, only one of them was his fault. But I know you put three INTs behind your name after a football game, you're going to get criticized. And Joe's been getting killed. But the reason he was getting killed in Georgia is because Justin Fields is doing so good to transfer at Ohio State. So his interception was a bad one. He threw it off his back foot to the outside, and he picked six, and you know, and they lost the game. So in the key part of the game against Florida, the third down play, and their defense was reeling, that he had to have, what does he do? Throws a back foot out to the same side of the field that he got a pick six. The guy was basically covered. If the ball was thrown 2 feet less, he would have got intercepted, but he had the guts to throw it. That's what you got to have at quarterback. You got to have that guy to make the offense go. And I watch from afar, and I really don't know much about it, but I just wonder if Michigan doesn't have that guy that makes it all go.
Well, you saw him play in the SEC. Are you surprised that Shea Patterson has not been better?
A little bit. You know, he was such a highly recruited player. I had a lot of coaches talk to him about all the things that he brought to the table. He's really athletic. He's got all the skill sets and watching him play. But who knows? You know, I saw him when he was very young, and he was playing, you know, with Ole Miss players, and he was in that, you know, somewhat of a crazy Hugh Freeze hurry up, and he never seemed to settle down when he played. When I watched him young, I thought he would kind of relax a little bit. But who knows? The light goes on at different times for different people. And I hate to talk about myself, but really my light didn't go on until I got out of college. I didn't figure out really how to play until I went into the WFL for a couple years. And, you know, my coach there was Tom Moore, the great coach, that coached Peyton and everybody. So kind of got me to that next step. So who knows when the light will go on. But I am happy to see Michigan play well in their last game against Notre Dame. And I think they're going to give Ohio State a go. I picked them for the playoffs this year, so I'm a little bit on national TV. So I'm looking for them to have a pretty good game here against Ohio State to finish it off.
We're talking to Gary Danielson. He will be on the call for LSU and Alabama along with Brad Nessler on CBS. It is the 150th college football season, Gary. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. And so there's all these lists.
Can I pass you a little bit? Yeah. I was a freshman at Purdue in the 100th year of college football.
Wow.
And I was on the sideline for one of the great games. In fact, it's a historical game. Purdue played Stanford, Jim Plunkett against Mike Phipps. And they both passed for, I think, close to 400 yards, a shootout. By the way, no really motions, huddled up every play, no play clock, no RPOs, and they still threw for almost 400 yards. But I was on the field for that game and watching those two guys duel, and it's a little bit like this game. Phipps and Plunkett were right there for the Heisman. Phipps was supposed to win it that year. I think Steve Owens won it. And then the next year, Jim Plunkett wins it. So now, 50 years later, I'm doing a game with Tua and Joe Burrow, the two leaders for the Heisman, and it's a matchup very similar to the one I witnessed as a freshman at Purdue.
Well, I'm guessing you've been asked this already this year because, you know, all these lists, and ESPN came out with this list of the top 150 games, and you've called, I would guess, a pretty large handful of them, if not, I haven't counted up the exact number. Our producer Greg and I are obsessed with the 54-51 Northwestern Michigan game, which,
Absolutely.
Of course, your son was on the sideline for, and you called with Brent. But is there one game that you've called over your years as a broadcaster with ESPN or CBS that stands out to you?
Not really. You know, I mean, they're all great memories. That was a great game to be a part of. One that has stood out to me a little bit was Drew Brees' game against Ohio State when you know, his whole legacy was on the line. They had to beat Ohio State to go to the Rose Bowl. Well, they would finish off the season at IU, but they knew they'd win that game. And he threw an interception with about 2 minutes to go, very similar to the one I was talking about with Jake Fromm. He tried to throw the ball out of bounds, and I think it was Michael Doss intercepted it. And, you know, it was a play that Purdue was going to lose. And he comes back and throws a, I think, 69-yard touchdown pass to put the Boilers in the Rose Bowl for only the second time since Bob Greasy. So that stood out. I think the Michigan-Ohio State game, when Ohio State made it into the championship in that game, I did that game in the Horseshoe, that was a fun game. So they're all kind of blend together. I did really personally love last year's SEC championship game, only because it was so much against the grain and Jalen Hurts hung in there for one more year. Everybody else was quick to transfer. I don't know a lot of people know this, but, you know, Jalen, SEC player of the year as a freshman, but when Tua came there his sophomore year, he was so damn good. I mean, it was like hitting golf balls next to Tiger Woods, that Jalen just lost his ability almost to throw. And he had Chuck Knoblauch disease, and Alabama was hanging with him, but they had to make a change. It was tough. He just could not get it done. And he hangs in there, and he ends up winning that game for Alabama. That's a pretty memorable game. There's been a couple Army-Navy games that stick out, but you're right. I've been very, very blessed to the games I've been doing, and it's been a great career. So I've enjoyed every Saturday, and luckily I don't have a great memory, so I can just move on to the next one.
Nice.
Skill for playing quarterback in the NFL.
Final thing, I know you watch the Lions pretty much every week. What's your take on them? Obviously, Stafford's played pretty well. The defense is just horrendous.
Yeah. You know, I watch every week. I really, last week I had the Browns and Lions on at the same time in both my TVs. And
that, oh, that you poor guy.
You're a glutton.
You know, so, I do have a special feel for those teams. It is funny about sports, you know, is you can watch a lot of sports, and I guess all these things, you know, everybody can get into all these leagues and their fantasy leagues. But when you're watching your own team, that's the ones that really mean the most. So I hang with them all the time. I love watching Matt play. I hope Matt Patricia can get it turned and win these close games. But listen, there's literally, and I followed Matt when he played at Georgia, you know, and I loved his game, but I love more the way he stands up and takes everything like a man, and he's a great teammate, and he's a good man to have behind the center, I'll tell you that.
Gary, you're the best. Thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the call. I know we'll be watching, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks. There he is. Gary Danielson from CBS Sports joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.